Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be with you here today. We are going to be reading from the CEB, which is the Common English Bible, in Matthew 16, verses 13 through 20, and this is what it says. Now when Jesus came to the area of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And he said, "What about you? Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Then Jesus replied, "Happy are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because no human has shown this to you. Rather, my Father who is in heaven has shown you. I tell you that you are Peter, and I'll build my church on this rock. The gates of the underworld won't be able to stand against us. I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Anything you fasten on earth will be fastened in heaven. Anything you loosen on earth will be loosened in heaven." Then he ordered the disciples not to tell anybody that he was the Christ. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is such a beautiful interaction here, and it's so direct. And I love that you just simply ask the question, "Who do others say that I am?" Or "Who do you?" And then also directly to them, "Who do you say that I am?" And Lord, this question is one that we have to grapple with as well. And it's actually a beautiful evangelism tool too. We can actually simply ask that question of our friend, "Who do you think Jesus is? How do you read it? How do you see him?" Because how we answer that question really determines the rest of our lives and how we will live our lives. But as we meet you, Lord, and we start that sanctification journey that lasts our lifetime, we're constantly asking ourselves this question in our behavior, in our thoughts, our actions, our beliefs, our theology. Who do we say that you are? And we today just make a bold declaration. We say this with Peter: "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And so, Lord, we thank you for being the Christ, the Messiah, the one who came to save, the one who represented every heartbeat of the Godhead, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Trinity, represented in human form. So beautiful. And Lord, whenever we get confused or we get discouraged in our day, or we look at our circumstances around us and we get, just kind of bowled over by them, we can look instead, help us to look instead, to lift our eyes to you and to look at the Gospels and see how you interacted with people, to see how you treated other human beings. And Lord, to those who are broken, it says you will not bend a broken reed, or you won't break a bent reed, and you won't sniff out a candle wick that's barely flickering. You are the one who loves those who are broken. And if we're really honest with you today, Lord, we would have to confess that we're in that category. Maybe we're desperately trying to hold our image together, or we're trying to do all the things and all the right things and checking all the boxes and pursuing our dream and doing all the right things as moms or dads or brothers, sisters, friends, and economically pursuing what we need to pursue. And yet, Lord, we know that this is all a house of cards, and that you hold everything together. It's not up to us, it's up to you. And so in that state of brokenness, which 100% of humanity is in, we simply say, thank you. Thank you for being the burden bearer. Thank you for being the sin bearer. Thank you for being our worry bearer. And so right now, we just take this moment to give you our worries of the day, of how the day is going to go. Maybe we have a difficult conversation coming up and we're experiencing anxiety about that, or we have a bill that can't be paid and we don't know what to do, or our health has been difficult, and or we have a child with special needs, or we're caring for our parents and they are declining and we don't know what to do, or they're pushing against us saying they don't need our help but they desperately do. I mean, there's so many things that we struggle with on this earth. We lay them down before you, and we say, you are the Christ, I'm not. You are the Son of the living God, I'm just a child of God, but you are the Son of the living God, and you are capable of carrying my burdens today. So we give it to you, Jesus, as a very strange offering of love, but yet you accept it as our sacrifice, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm really grateful that you're here. If this episode has blessed you, if you would share it with someone, somewhere, maybe someone on the other side of the world. Maybe you have a cousin that lives in France, or you have an uncle that lives in Zimbabwe, and you want to share that with them. It would be awesome if you would. So I appreciate that, and have an amazing day.